And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight back again, Tim King from the Port County Symphony Orchestra, telling you about this upcoming concert. It's actually a belated birthday for somebody. Tim, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what's your concert coming up for one of the greats of classical music?
Well, you know, 2020 was the 250th anniversary of Beethoven's birth. So orchestras all over the country had planned to do some sort of Beethoven work, whether it was a symphony or a piano concerto or an overture or something. And, of course, all that just got shot, if you can imagine. So we what compounded our problem was that we had one of our music director candidates involved with this. And so he was here actually for over half the week. And the concert was supposed to be on March the 15th. And March the 13th was when everything was shut down in Indiana. So we were able to reschedule his name. His name's Wilbur Lynn. And he's already an assistant conductor with the Cincinnati Symphony and got his doctorate from IU. So we were basically doing the same program that we had planned before. So that's how we just decided to call it the belated 250th. So it's going to be Sunday, March the 14th at 3 p.m. at the Civic Auditorium in La Porte. We usually have this concert in Michigan City, but because we needed to be socially distant, the arena in Civic Auditorium helps us to accomplish that. So we moved it to the Civic, again, Sunday, March the 14th at 3 p.m. with Wilbur Lynn and Beethoven's Seventh Symphony and Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue with piano soloist Carrie Scheck, who is a member of La Porte and actually was a instructor at Valpo U for many, many years in their music department. She's a really fine pianist. And so she's looking forward to this. Wilbur's looking forward to it. The orchestra's looking forward to it. And he now will be our last candidate. So he'll be conducting. And then we're going to do a pretty fast track on trying to choose the new music director after that, because we're a year behind, as you can imagine.
How's that coming along? I mean, I know you've had all the candidates in, but when do you think you're going to pull the trigger on the final decision?
Well, you know, we were so fortunate to be able to do this because lots of orchestras haven't been playing at all.
Right.
We're the only orchestra in Indiana that actually played with the full ensemble in 2020. So one of our candidates came in March. That was the fifth one. Wilbur's the sixth. And so what we're going to do is literally the week after he performs, we're asking the audience and the musicians to turn all their evaluations in. Everybody gets a shot at giving their opinion on this. We're going to collate all that. It goes to the selection committee, which has been in force for over 3 or 4 years now. The selection committee will choose a person that will go to the board the next couple of days for approval. And then I get the wonderful job of calling the person saying, we'd like for you to become our next music director. But I also get the unenviable job of calling the other five and saying, oh, by the way, you didn't get the job. So I keep asking board members if they want to do that for me, but they just kind of decline my offer. I don't know why they're doing that.
So Tim, is there going to be a like pay-per-view kind of with this concert?
Well, what we're doing on this concert is we can have an audience. We can't have very many. The Civic holds about 1,800 people. We can have 400. We have 300 and some subscribers. So, and some of those won't come because if they're not, some of them are fully vaccinated and they don't feel comfortable being there. So we're going to have an audience there. So we're selling some tickets, but you can go to lcso.net and do that. A limited number. But we will be live streaming the concert as well. But it will not be pay-per-view.
Oh.
Be available for the folks. Again, at 3 o'clock on our website, lcso.net. And then I'm hoping that after the concert's over with, we might be able to put it on our YouTube channel so people can see it later on if they weren't able to check in that day.
That would be so beautiful. So what's going on with Hoosier Star?
Well, Hoosier Star is the next weekend. So here we are busy with one weekend and we got another weekend. So Saturday the 20th, Sunday the 21st, it's our 16th annual Hoosier Star auditions. Those also are on the applications are on our website. You two are familiar with this. It's kind of like our takeoff on American Idol. We really thought this would last about 5 or 6 years. And here we are 16 years later, having 50, 60, 70, 80 people audition for 10 spots. We have a youth division from 17 and under, adult division 18 and over, 5 finalists in each category who get to solo in front of the orchestra, which by September, I'm sure we'll all be full, maybe with masks, maybe not with masks, but we will have an audience for sure there. So I want people to, if you've got a good singer in your family, and even those who have auditioned, who have not won, this past year, our adult winner, Elise Flores, auditioned for 15 years. She never made the finals. This year she made the finals and she won. So just because you don't make it the first, try again.
Persistence.
We only have about a half a minute left. What do you have coming up for your final concert of the season, real briefly?
It's going to be a great concert, April the 17th. We're bringing back LaPorte native Gary Wado. Gary's a graduate of LaPorte High School. He's earned this incredible reputation of a conductor of note with opera companies and orchestras all over the United States. And it's going to be a really, really great homecoming on April the 17th to finish out our season. You can get the tickets there at the orchestra's website as well.
It's always a pleasure to have you, Tim King from LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra, LCSO.net. Thanks again for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Thank you both.